Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. So we can also jump over to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter account. And folks, phone lines will be accessible for the next, 1 hour. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Just a real quick heads up. Tomorrow we're going to have our senior editor, Tim Brown from sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's going to be doing an interview with David Barton tomorrow. So do listen in and encourage him, friends. Stand next to him. The guy's a smart guy. He's head and shoulders above the rest of us. And if he's listening right now, he owes me dinner. So I just wanted to share that really quick. And inside of that, friends, what we're going to talk about today is I just kind of want to randomly go through a couple things. We've been talking about the enemies of God over the last couple weeks. We've been talking about the atheists, what they believe. And isn't it interesting that these atheists, these monsters, these Adolf Hitlers, these Stalins, these dictators, this is the message that they want to get to the masses of the people because they want to be God in their lives. And really, that's what it comes down to. But the atrocities that these people commit are second to none. And it's also interesting that they themselves will actually admit that they're at war with God. What are these people capable of? And then what I want to do, friends, too, as well, is I want to bring into the equation, what's the difference between the enemies of God and the religious hypocrites? I'm asking you the question. What is the difference between the enemies of God, enemies of America, friends, and the religious hypocrites of the day? I'm asking you, what is the difference? We're going to hit on that as well in just a couple minutes here, friends. And I might even, if I get a little time here, I'm going to go over to Jeffrey Dahmer. Does anybody remember who that guy was? He was one of the mass murderers that went down in history. He was actually killed in prison. But if you remember right, friends, the crimes that he committed were so atrocious. I mean, they were finding body parts in his fridge, bodies in his bathtub. I mean, just over-the-top, sick stuff. And what's interesting is he grew up believing what these people mean to teach young people in this country today, the evolutionary view, the Big Bang Theory. And I'm going to let him tell you exactly what his thoughts are concerning that if I get enough time. But folks, again, just to show you what people are capable of when everything is permissible. And keep in mind, that's the end aim of these carnal, debased reprobates, these atheists, these enemies Christians of America. And folks, it's not just the atheists. Again, it's also the religious hypocrites that actually tolerate these crimes to go forward. And it, if you do the math, it just doesn't make any sense, friends, other than the fact that they should be ashamed of what they tolerate in this country. And of course, right now, I am talking about the religious hypocrites of the day. But aside about, let's do this. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got a lot to cover this hour. Brand new article just went up by Eric Rush, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama promised civilian police force. Friends, it's happening. I also want you to keep in mind, friends, I want you to keep in mind when you're reading these articles, I'm not writing every single one of them. But I will tell you, these people that are writing these columns that are contributing to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, they are in the culture war. And I also want to emphasize what I just said concerning that headline, Obama promised civilian police force, and it's happening. I want you to understand that this administration, everything that it does, it says, and it acts out is premised on a lie. They always want you to believe that there's a lot more of them when, in fact, folks, they do not have the support they want you to believe that they have. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Adolf Hitler, that's exactly how he did what he did. He started to, through totalitarian methods, to force people into submission to his will. As a matter of fact, case in point, if you ever see those people when Adolf Hitler would drive by in his little parades with his ugly face plastered all over the walls, did you know that when those people were putting their hands up, you're probably trying to figure out, well, why did they all do that in concert? Well, folks, if they didn't do it, they got a ticket. That's how far that regime went. And I want to tell you something. We're on the same course right now if we don't put a stop as to what's going on here. And my website, Sons of Liberty Media, does not mean to highlight the crime. We mean to highlight the God that gave the law, and we mean to magnify the law against their crimes to establish judgment, to establish righteousness, so our posterity can have peace just like our forefathers did for us. Okay? So going over again to sonsoflibertymedia.com, here's why the U.S. should support Israel. Brian Fisher, American Family Association, just posted that one as well. North Carolina abortionist in clinic under investigation after performing horrific abortion without proper anesthesia. I want to let you know, friends, that Troy Newman, the head of the organization Operation Rescue, the author on this particular article, his organization is getting abortion clinics shut down like mad, and he's also getting the abortionists, the murderers, thrown in jail as they lose their license and spend some time behind bars, and rightly so, for killing the innocent in the womb for infractions. Okay, so just again to exhibit what's going on over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're not going to just talk around the issues and ignore the elephant that's been in the middle of the living room long enough. We're going to stick our foot up its backside and kick it out. Cool? We're folks, we're preachers here. Okay, that's what we're called. 78% of America, you claim to be preachers. You claim to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You claim to be Christians. And the Bible tells us that we're all, regardless if it's an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor, we're all to do the work of an evangelist, and we are to take heed and to fulfill our ministry. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose. It's our job, America, to kick the hell out and preach the heaven in. Amen? Now, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, let me tell you what. We're already saying bring it down, Brother Dean. We're having some church up in here. Hallelujah, Brother Dean. Folks, you're also on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Are you and your church facing opposition and persecution from the world? Well, rightly so. You should. Protestant has meaning, America. Protestant has meaning. Your church should be being protested, friends. It should be. Protests should be taking place concerning your church right now because you are protesting the crimes against God. You as preachers are to preach repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, we got lots to cover. We're going to come right back and we're going to stay the course. And what we're going to talk about, friends, real quick, is the enemies of God and the religious hypocrites. What's the difference? I want to tell you, there isn't one. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wow. Live radio here, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, the list goes on and on and on and on concerning Jeffrey Dahmer and his crimes. Interestingly enough, this came to my attention yesterday. Jeffrey Dahmer, an American serial killer and a sex offender, was born on May 21st, 1960. And between the years of 1978 and 1991, Dahmer murdered 17 males. Rape, dismemberment, necrophilia, and cannibalism were involved in his murders. He was beaten to death on November 28th, 1994 by an inmate at the Columbia Correctional Institution where he had been incarcerated. What's interesting about this, and I just took note of this, friends, because this is the first time I began to look up the history of a mindset that was premised on evolution or the Big Bang Theory. First of all, he's a homosexual, and what's also interesting, he used to lure men to his home at gay bars. He would go to gay bars, and he would lure men to his home, and he would kill them because he said he didn't want them to leave. He was several times, by the way, folks, he was the flags went up, but people just overlooked it and thought no big deal. He was given 5 years probation for fondling a little 13-year-old boy at a camp. And then the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Just incredibly, incredibly evil crimes. I don't know what else to say to you. I want you to listen to Jeffrey Dahmer really quick. This serial killer, again, he's dead, friends. You don't have anything to worry about. I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over to this. And the topic is the enemies of God and the religious hypocrites, because it applies to everybody in this country. Namely to the religious hypocrites that tolerate this sort of evolutionary view being taught and thrown on our posterity illegally in this country. Listen to Jeffrey Dahmer really quick here, friends. Here we go.
The lie that evolution is truth, the theory of evolution is truth, that we all just came from the slime, and when we died, you know, that was it. There was nothing. So the whole theory cheapens life, and started reading books about how that show how evolution is just a complete lie. There's no basis in science to uphold it. And I've since come to believe that that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true creator of the heavens and the earth. It just didn't just happen. And I have accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And I believe that I, as well as everyone else, will be accountable to him.
You better bet your bottom dollar you're going to be accountable to him. Shortly thereafter, he was killed by an inmate. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, just also keep in mind, it's these people, these dictators, that, again, want to indoctrinate your kids with the theory of evolution. We exposed this all last week. Go ahead and download the podcast if you'd like to on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll find the past shows. You can download them at will. But it's incredible to think that people actually, 80% of Americans don't believe this theory. But it's also interesting to note that 80% tolerate it. And they tolerate the crimes of the federal government, who are literally indoctrinating the younger generation to believe this garbage, baseless garbage. Folks, the enemies of God and the religious hypocrites, again, I ask you the question, what's the difference? Well, folks, these are the same godless people that moved the religious hypocrites to stay in concert away with Christ, and we have no king but King Caesar. Yet Jesus gave warning concerning them both, and because they rejected the warning, they were both destroyed. Mark 8:15. Folks, when you take a look at what's taking place today, there's no doubt that the people in this country are asking the question, what's going on concerning the attacks on Americans? Well, Americans, the American Godly Foundation, American Godly Governmental Foundations, of course, first the church and then the government, because God gave government to the church, and then the church delegated power to representatives. That's when you go to the Declaration and read that our representation derived their just powers from the consent of we the people, right? And it was John F. Kennedy that rightly said that think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God. That's exactly right. And keep in mind, God has not given us the right to violate his law anywhere. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Natural law teaches you that, friends. But when you look at what's taking place in this country, people again are asking the question, why is it that these people Americans turn, might I add, run and capitulate every time that they're attacked? And more importantly, what is it that they are running from and capitulating to? Now, the first group I want to address are those who advance ungodly agendas, which are criminal, and, by the way, they are enemies to this country and to mankind. Why? Because it violates common law in this country. The enumerated laws in the Constitution are constitutional republic. The second group I'll address are those who would be, well, the hypocritical modern-day churchgoers. And, of course, I'm talking to those who say that they love God so much that they disobey him at every command. Matthew 15:8, 1 John 2:4. Now, let's go firstly to the ungodly. These are those who are busy attempting to rewrite and revise whatever it is that offends their little reprobate, godless, and dangerous mindsets. They do this by attempting to create an evolutionary and godless view of government. These are the people who mean to remove God from anything and everything so that all is permissible. How's that working out, America? Now, as we review the history of America, we can see that it was not the norm for this country in any sense of the word to give way to the ungodlessness which we see today. Read Psalm 14:1, Psalm 53:1. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Now, take for example, again, laying the premise, the anti-theist, which we see written in a pamphlet by Benjamin Franklin that the atheist and the revisionist want you to believe is just like them, friends. Keep in mind, Benjamin Franklin in 1754 for the Europeans titled Information to Those Who Would Remove to America. In other words, those that want to move to America, Ben Franklin wants you to know that in the pamphlet, atheism is unknown there, referring to America. Did you hear what I said? There's no such thing as an atheist in America. And why is that? Because those that were around during the time, by the way, it was less than 3% that were actually calling out to God with the flags Appeal to Heaven and No King But King Jesus during the revolution, that were doing the fighting along with 13 colonies and 56 signers. The rest were just doing their own things, man. They were Tories. They were loyal to the crown. For the most part, they didn't care either way. They just wanted to live their own lives because it was all about them. But my point is, somebody stood up. And my point also is that there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. And going back to the revolution, the reason there was no atheism in this country, or was it tolerated in this country, because everybody was calling out to God at that particular time for the victory that he promised in Christ Jesus. Atheists don't do that. So you, the reader, I'm sorry. So you, the listener, must understand that the godless are at war with the great liberator. That's my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who came to set men free from sin to holiness. John 8:36, Hebrews 12:14, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And I want you to hear again what they had to say. I'm going to go ahead and resurrect a couple things that I talked about last week, but I want you to hear it directly from their own mouths, okay? Listen to what comes from the abundance of their wicked, godless hearts. Read Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I want you to know it just a little bit because you're going to hear it from Karl Marx. I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. How's that working out for you, Karl? The old God is abolished. I'm the most terrible opponent of Christianity. How's that working out for you, Friedrich Nietzsche? Atheism is a cruel and long-range affair. I think I've carried it through. John Paul Sartre. And one must understand that these are the same people, along with any other anti-American, anti-Christian group out there that America tolerates, who are at war with God and his people, Psalm 2, that want you to believe that God is responsible for all the evils in which men, such as the ones that I'm talking about right now, are actually responsible for committing. These are the people that say, oh, you know, the Christianity, look at all the bloodshed. Look at all the war. Well, let me say it there. Let me say it this way. In every war, somebody's right and somebody's wrong. And I can rest assured, friends, God is not wrong, but he is right. What happens is men depart from the living God, they commit the crime, and then they have the audacity to turn and blame the very one that told them not to do it in the first place. You know, since the 60s, since this free love wave came into this country, you know, love isn't free. I want to tell you that. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. Was that free? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Was that free? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a sacrifice, a propitiation for the sins of the world. Was that free, friends? No. Love isn't a demonstration. 1 John 3:18. Going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was talking about free love. The wave of free love for all the burnt hippies that were smoking dope and drugging and boozing and doing what they do. I think they're still high on PCP to think that love is a demonstration of nothing. When we go to Scripture, that's all we see is demonstration and sacrifice. That is the demonstration and exhibition of love. That is the heart of love, to give yourself on the behalf of your brothers. See, that's why the love of many waxeth cold, friends, today. It's because of the workers of lawlessness. See, love is the fulfilling of that moral law of God. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you look out for your brothers and your sisters the way God looks out for you? Because the Bible tells us that we love Him because He first loved us. And if we truly have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, guess what we do? We look out for the other guy. We look out for the other guy more than we look out for ourselves. And the reason that I brought that up is because back in the 60s, friends, everybody said, you know, we don't want to be ruled by God anymore. We want a lawless version of love, a carnal version of love. We don't want holy love. We don't want righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. Then that means we would have to do the same things that He did. Yep. And after the resurrection, what did He do? He looked at those that claimed His name, namely His apostles, and He said, as He showed them the holes in His hands and in His feet, in the book of John, I believe it's chapter 20, and He said to them, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Oh, I that's just too far. You're an antichrist then. And going back to the 60s again, friends, everybody said away with God's law. A bunch of antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law. And guess what? We see the fruit of their lives, don't we? 40 and 50 and 60 years later. Now they're in government. And nobody in this country can blame anybody for what America you tolerate. Case in point, just during the break, I always kind of scan through everything just to see what's going on out there and to see if it applies or if there's something that the Lord wants to pick up and interject into the show, integrates into my message. Interestingly enough, you know, everybody loves to magnify all the crime in our government and how bad they are, and they busted for this and they're busted for that, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, I just looked on the website and I seen that all these intern camps, these FEMA camps are all over the country. All over the country. Well, let me ask you something, America. Do you know who the bad guy is? Yes, you do. Do you know the crimes that this administration are actually committing against we the people on a daily basis? Again, going back, friends, over 900 transgressions concerning our Constitution by this administration. Do you know who the problem is? Yep. What have you done about it? If you've done nothing about it, that's why you have FEMA camps. You know who the bad guys are, but you let them do what they will. In Psalm 94, the Lord said, who will stand up against the workers of iniquity? Who will stand up against those that commit evil? Where are they? That's the church's job. Remember, we were talking about during the second segment about Protestants. Folks, you're supposed to be protested. Protestants have meaning. It means something. It defines out to mean something. You are to protest, and if the world's protesting you, praise God. Welcome to the club. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts. There was tumults. There was uproars. There was accusations. They called Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament by the inspiration of God. They called him a worker of sedition. They said to the apostles, they turned the world upside down. No, they turned it right side up, but according to you and your backwards mentality and your carnal fallen mind, yeah, they did turn it upside down. But they're trying to show you something that you're blind to. But I ask you, America, do you love darkness rather than the light, lest your deeds should be reproved? If you love the light, you're going to walk in it. Scripture tells us if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep in mind, the Holy Ghost is only given to those that obey from the heart. Got to stay to my point here. Got to stick to it. Got to go back. I want you to understand that, folks, in the 60s, men departed from thou shalt have no other gods before me. And because of it, now we have all these other foreign gods coming to America, thinking that they can go ahead and establish what they want here, any form of government that they want here. We just seen this in Texas yesterday through Sharia law right behind the homosexuals again out in Texas. Remember what preceded that? Remember the a nice parker? Remember her? The mayor out there that's attacking the church? What's right behind her, friends? Sharia law. Just like I've always said. Once you depart from God, you're open game. Once you depart from God, you're open game. You're going to have the Muslims. You're going to have the Hare Krishnas. You're going to have Dalai Lama. You're going to have this, that, and the other thing. And then what do you have in the air? Nothing but confusion. Why are you confused? Well, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The Bible says you're supposed to have a single eye and a single heart. And the Bible also tells us that we're supposed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. Do we do that? I want to tell you this. You can't love your neighbor until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. Folks, I'm highlighting these godless men. And I'm not just talking about the atheists. I'm talking about the homosexuals, the communists, criminals in government, criminals in the church. I'm getting to that in just a moment. Folks, I want to say this one more time, and I'm going to jump over to the religious hypocrites real quick. One must understand that these are the people, these godless men, along with any other anti-American, anti-Christian groups that are out there in America that are tolerated by the American people, who are at war with God and His people, that want you to believe that God is responsible for all the evils in which men such as themselves are responsible for committing. Adolf Hitler had on his belt, God with us. Adolf Hitler used the youth groups from churches in Germany to do his killing for him, and they did it. I don't know why, because they got their eye off of God and they put it on a little creepy looking dude with a little half-stashed mustache. freaky-looking Joker who was in prison for murder? Man, people don't do their due diligence, do they? Simply put, friends, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. And that's exactly what these mean-spirited men mean to do. John Witherspoon, going back to our forefathers, signer of the Declaration of Independence and president of Princeton University, said, "Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, no matter what demographic or group of people they are," he said, "I hesitate not to call them an enemy to his country." So friends, when you see men war against God, you can rest assured they're at war with their country. And I want to say this, your country, and I want to ask you something, America. Why do you allow them to jump on the boat and blow holes in the base of it? Do you think that that boat is not going to sink sooner or later? It's going to. It'd be better to throw the one overboard that is actually blowing the holes in the base of it, or they get converted, one of the two, than to actually suffer their abuses, is it not? Now let's go to the religious hypocrites. The second group, the unbeliever, them that claim that they believe in Christ, yet in action they deny him. Matthew 15:8. By the way, we see these guys all over the place. We see these women all over the place. They believe Christ, but they don't really believe what he said and did. So they're believers that don't believe. Wow, that's pretty bizarre. Nope, see them all the time. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work. They're reprobates. There's no difference between them and those that America's complaining about. So what's this group? In this group, left off as to believe that these godless groups that I'm speaking of, I'll say it again. What has this group that I'm now highlighting, the religious hypocrites, what have they left off as to believe that these godless groups have a right to advance illegal agendas in this country? I can tell you, they have left off God that they profess that they know and love through tolerance and apathy. The very things that you tolerate and are apathetic towards are the very things God commanded you to deal with. All Scripture is given by God. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Read 1 Timothy 1:7. Read it through, friends. Folks, these people simply hold the truth in unrighteousness every step of the way. Romans 1:8. They agree through inaction to what God condemns on so many issues. They're okay with it. They're the greatest advocate for the abortion industry, the homosexual industry. The small population of atheists. They're responsible for them. They're responsible for the educational schemes through corruption in government who are illegally indoctrinating your kids through a violation of the Bill of Rights, Article 10. So I ask you again, friends, who are the enemies of America? Read Exodus 32:26. What's the difference between the godless and the modern unconverted church member? I want to tell you, friends, there isn't one. There isn't one. And I want those people over there saying, yeah, you know, I see that hypocrites and hypocrisy, those that profess their Christianity, you know, their Christianity all day, man. I'm telling you what. I want to tell you something, friend. Nobody rebuked the hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. Now what's your excuse? You don't have one. That's why he was crucified. Remember what I said at the very beginning of the show? These are the same godless people that moved the religious hypocrites to say in concert, away with Christ. We have no king but King Caesar. And I want to tell you, on both sides and both groups of people that I'm talking about, which covers the whole of the population that's listening to me right now, Jesus gave warning concerning both of you. And I want to tell you, if you reject the warning, you can better bet your bottom dollar at end's length, you're both going to be destroyed. Both in the natural and in the spiritual. I'm going to take a quick break. 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back and highlight a little bit more of the religious hypocrites and what's the difference between them and the godless. Friends, there isn't one.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Really quick here, we got a brand new sponsor, and I wanted to highlight them, American Survival Wholesale. Folks, again, I want everybody to understand, because I know that the listeners, those that listen to us on a consistent basis, everyone understands that our end aim here is, and our objective is, to wake up America. Give a knowledge of the Word of God as to how we should bring forth resolve. That's the only way. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. In essence, that's exactly what John Quincy Adams rightly said. Now, with that said, recently we have again partnered with American Survival Wholesale, who is carrying the same heart as this ministry. And it is their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have in many cases have been thrown away by the government in which they had fought, bled, and in many cases have died. To maintain. And through the blessing bestowed upon them by the Lord, American Survival Wholesale works with these honorable men and women, amen, to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and even sometimes fellowship and prayer, which is so well needed, especially those that are deprived of a spiritual life. And they want to know what we're talking about when we're speaking of Jesus Christ. Folks, it's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company. So, friends, do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad. Again, you'll see American Survival Wholesale. Support them, friends, because, again, they are supporting you, and forget it not. Forget it not. I also want to say this because I know that there's a lot of people out there that are just gloom and doomed to no end. I mean, some people you listen to on the radio or you go to a church and you listen to the gloom and doom. The only thing you feel like doing is going to the local hardware store and buying some rope and going and hanging yourself somewhere. Now, I'm not being funny. It's really true. Before I became a Christian, I remember going into a church and hearing some of these messages of gloom and doom, and hearing from people on the radio that are highlighting the crimes instead of magnifying the laws against the crimes. And it comes to the point where people just come to the point where they're just completely hopeless. You know, I heard Arturius say this. He said of his uncle, "There's no worse death than the end of hope." Well, I got to say this. That's true, but where do you have your eyes fixed? Because if you have your eyes fixed on gloom and doom and crime rather than God that gives hope through Jesus Christ, well, then I completely understand. But that's your choice, not mine. And I love you enough to tell you, friends, it's a hard walk. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 7. And interestingly enough, in the book of Acts chapter 11, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's true. It's true if we're bearing the cross and if we're preaching Christ crucified, law to grace, Galatians 3:24. Yep, it's not an easy walk. But I want to tell you, tie a knot and hang on. Hold on to that faith that's in your heart. Folks, your sin is before God. The Bible tells us all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees all. The Lord beholds the good and the evil upon the whole earth. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. Praise God. I love that because when I'm on God's side and I have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, guess what? Guess what, friends? The law drove me to the foot of the cross, and it can do no more, Exodus 20. And it drove me to the foot of the cross where Jesus Christ crucified. And he was crucified to wash me in his blood from my sins to reconcile me back unto my heavenly Father. He may be God to some, but he's daddy to me. He's Abba Father to me. And friends, in the process of doing that, I'm telling you that he will show himself strong on your behalf. But I also want you to understand that the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, forgive me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Don't go to God for what you can get outside of being saved from your sin, Matthew 1:21. Go to God because he already sent his son to die for you. That's how much he loves you in action, not lip service, 1 John 3:18. Give them your all. Again, friends, tie a knot and hold on. And keep in mind, your hope is in Christ. Not in gloom and doom messages. Not through fear mongers. Not through those that are sitting there telling you, oh, look what they're doing today. Look at this, that, and the other thing. No, I highlight it for the very purpose to equip the people to deal with it. And that's what we should be doing across the boards. We shouldn't be scaring men and women by circumstance. No. There's a diabolical fear, and that's what that brings forth. But there's also a godly fear, which is a filial fear. And when you have that filial fear, you want to do everything in your power to please your heavenly Father. A wise son and a wise daughter maketh a glad father. That's my end objective. That's my end objective. I want to see him glorified. I want to see the Christ glorified. And I want to get out of the way that no flesh should glory in his presence. Friends, I got to roll on here. Talking about the religious hypocrites. If America goes down, friends, which I believe we can do this, it will go down in his story as the nation that allowed the destroyers to do what they do, and that at will. The men that have destroyed the West are those that stood down and did nothing. Edmund Burke was right when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Maybe it's time to shut the television off. Maybe it's time to give away those football tickets. I mean, it's a little weird anyways watching a bunch of men in grown tights fight over a pig ball, don't you think, friends? Well, 4,000 babies a day are being murdered. Well, the small portion, the little leaving that's leaving in the lump, you're allowing them to leave in the lump? No, deal with it lawfully. Go look at those founding documents. Read the Word of God first and foremost. And you'll understand exactly what I'm telling you. Again, as I said, if America goes down, it will go down in history as the nation that allowed the destroyers to do what they did. And what's worse, both of these groups of people, the godless and the religious hypocrites, hate them who tell them the error of their ways. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. 1 Peter 2:8. Amos 5:10. You know, Scripture tells us that they were offended by him who is the rock of offense. They're offended by his obedience. Jesus was uncovering their sin, John 15. And that's why he said, this is my commandment, that if the world hates you, he said this first, he said, this is my commandment that you love one another. But he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And then when you scroll down a little bit in John 15, King James, Cambridge version, all of a sudden you'll understand why, because he was exposing them for who they were. They were trying to hide themselves. They were trying to project themselves as being the righteous when Jesus said, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. Can you discern that? Can you see that? Amen. They're not telling you the truth, friends. They're not your friends. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Remember, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. That is love. That is love. And when you get those people in your life, don't ever let them go. Don't ever let them go, friends, because they're hard to find. They're hard to find. So, who will be cast out on Judgment Day, the enemies of God or the hypocritical professors? I want to tell you, both. Because on Judgment Day, God will say to all those people who worked iniquity, depart from me, lawlessness. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. To those who allowed the workers of iniquity to do what they allowed them to do, he'll say the same thing to you. Depart from me, you that allow iniquity. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Revelations 20, 11 through 15. So what is it, friends? What is it? You know what I see more than anything? The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. That's right. You know what? The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I always ask for singleness of mind. I ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. And I always ask for a purity in the anointing in my life. Why? Because God will walk among you and he'll deliver up your enemies from before you. And I'm not doing it so he'll deliver up my enemies. I'm doing it because I want him to walk with me. God writes a book of remembrance to those that fear him. I want that book written. And I don't care if the world sees it. I just care that he's writing it. I just want to please him. That's all I want to do. Hey, friends. Scripture tells us that be holy as I am holy. And it's not a request. It's a commandment. Without holiness, no man shall see God. This is the line the church needs to walk on. And I want to tell you what, when you get on that road, the highway of holiness, Isaiah 35, you never want to leave it. Because the Bible tells us, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when David talks about going into the temple of God, into his tabernacle, he just cared about being there more than he cared about anything else. And that was because he was a diehard. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But what is the reward you're looking for? Mine is the presence of God. I want to come into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way. But I better not forget, friends, that that way into the Holy of Holies was sprinkled with the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Forget it not. And I want to tell you what. You will magnify the laws in which he died to give and magnify. Folks, love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. I'll talk to you in 23. Tim Brown tomorrow with David Barton from Wall Builders. See ya!
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.